We're here at the Asta Seed Expo and 2012 CSS. And with me is the past chairman of Asta. And Mike, could you introduce yourself for us, please?
Sure. My name is Mike Gumina. I am vice president of production for Pioneer Hybrid, and I am the past chairman of the American Seed Trade Association.
Now, Mike, one of the things we're going to look at is moving ahead in the future for Asta and your long-range plan that you've been a part of developing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we've always held a five-year strategic plan, which gives us direction for where we want the association to go. It was time to refresh that because, in fact, the five-year plan was 7 years old. So we went out and got the voice of the customer through many, many interviews with members across the various kinds of businesses that we represent. And we put together a strategic plan really focused on the areas that they think is important for our industry to address.
So what are some of the most important issues then?
Well, the areas that were identified by the membership were intellectual property rights protection, having our impact on domestic policy as it does influence the seed business, state and local issues that influence the seed business, our international programs, and then our communication programs.
Well, let's take them a couple at a time now as far as intellectual property rights. Now, 7 years ago when you had this other plan, were you thinking ahead to the expiration of patents that we're looking at right now and the future going forward with something developing like the Accord?
I don't think people were thinking in particular around that. It was still quite a ways out and hadn't been anticipated that there was going to be the complexity of this transition from a patented world to a generic world or a post-patent world. So that's certainly a key issue we've been addressing, although it wasn't in the plan, and we're going to need to continue to address as we move into the next plan.
Well, that's for sure. Let's take communications. What are you looking at there?
I think the key issue in communications is to understand our audiences and how we get to them. And so we know our key audiences are our members, non-members that are in the seed industry, the ag media, our sister associations that are closely related to seed, such as bio, and the grower groups, National Corn Growers and so on, and the various grower groups that impact our business.
We've noticed a lot more activity reaching out from Asta into like the Ag Editors and the National Association of Farm Broadcasters in the last couple of years. And at this event, bringing us in, and we've had a lot more reaching out to the media. Is that what you're looking forward to there?
We are looking forward to more outreach. And again, that very tight group of people that are key to us is our main audience, but governments are also an audience. Their general media is also an audience. Publics in general are an audience because getting the story out on seed, the importance of seed, the value of seed, and the value of technology, and the value of the productivity it brings to all of humanity is really an important message to get out.
Well, especially with the whole issue of in the backlash towards GMOs that we're seeing with what we just saw in California trying to get a labeling thing going on, a lack of understanding in the general public about biotech and the importance of it.
I would say that that the word backlash is a little bit strong, but I think there is a level of uncertainty and a lack of knowledge about the technologies, how the technologies are tested and brought into the marketplace in a very safe and thoroughly reviewed way, and how those registrations are maintained, and the fact that we have perhaps the strongest review of biotech materials of any kind of food product in the world. And there are actually three parts of our U.S. government that oversee that, and they do it in a very, very thorough way.
Well, that's for sure, and people definitely don't understand that. What about the use of social media? Are you looking at that as far as communications is concerned?
That is a great point. We're planning to upgrade our website to make it much more user-friendly. We want it to be a destination site for all the folks that are engaged with agriculture and seed in particular. And out of that website, we hope that people will get engaged with things like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all the other kind of social media. We hope to have some blogs from some of our leadership so people can really understand what are the latest issues we're working on and how can they be part of that discussion. And so, yes, actually, social media is going to be a big part of what we're going to do in the future.
And DuPont Pioneer is involved with USFRA and getting the food dialogues out there. Is Asta going to be looking into that and getting out that outreach type of issue of mechanism there?
Yes, the DuPont Pioneer is very involved with that organization, and ASTA is also involved. I think there's some really great lessons that we can learn as an association from the work that's already been done with that sort of outreach, take part of their outreach and leverage into that, but also take the lessons that they've taught us and use that for our audiences.
When we talk about the future, we also need to look at the people that are going to be a part of the future of the seed industry and the ag industry. And I understand that DuPont Pioneer has a program that you've started recently, getting your up-and-coming people in your organization to be more involved and be more involved in all aspects of this industry. Tell us a little bit about that.
The American Seed Trade puts on four conventions per year. Three of them are focused on particular species. This one happens to be the Corn, Sorghum, and Soybean Conference, a very important conference, highly attended. And since that's really closely related to the crops that we sell, we're using this as a development opportunity for many of our young people to get them engaged in the overall policy of the seed industry, to give them an opportunity to learn more about the overarching issues in the seed industry. This is a great opportunity for us because there's a terrific trade show. There are great technical papers being delivered. There's opportunities to attend committee meetings to learn about policy and the issues that we're trying to address as a seed industry. And we've set up an opportunity for them to interact with the executives of the American Seed Trade Association.
So it keeps them from being, I guess, pigeonholed into one particular area and helping them to see the broader picture?
That's exactly. It's an opportunity for them to see the broader picture of what's going on in the seed industry, to understand how the American Seed Trade Association is engaged in policy setting and helping to eliminate issues that are creating barriers to business success in the seed industry. And really what we're about is having the opportunity for every business in the American seed trade to be successful, to create that business environment where they can move seed to where their customers need it.
All right, very good. Mike, how do you feel overall about the event this year, the CSS and the Seed Expo?
There seems to be an awful lot of energy. Attendance is great. We've got record-setting attendance by our exhibitors, and people are very upbeat, as they need to be, because we've got a big production year looking at us in 2013 and a great opportunity for American farmers to really generate the food, fiber, feed, fuel, and materials that are needed by our customers worldwide. So we're the base of that. It's first the seed, and we're really proud to have this convention going for everybody.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Mike, here at the ASTA CSS 2012 and Seed Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.